Lord Jesus give you his peace. We celebrate St. John Chrysostom this morning, a great preacher. Some believe the greatest of all the preachers in the history of the church. And the name Chrysostom or Chrysostom, referring to golden mouth, we can relate it to the gospel reading for today with the criticism that we offer people and also sometimes the interior tongue. And noticing splinters in our brother's eyes and the wooden beam we neglect in our own. So the catechism has a very, very challenging teaching on this. In number 678, it says, our attitude about our neighbor will disclose acceptance or refusal of grace and divine love. This is in terms of the final judgment. So our attitude about our neighbor will disclose acceptance or refusal of grace and divine love, and is a real benchmark. And it's a real benchmark of our love of God. St. John's very clear. How can you say that you love the Lord when you do not love the brother whom you can see? And here we have this notion of being able to see. In one sense, we can interpret this along with St. Jerome that, you know, the beam, of course, is mortal sin, and the splinter, or, you know, the peccadilloes or the imperfections or the venial sins. But at the same time, every time we read this, if we come across it as basically saying, yeah, they shouldn't do that, we never get convicted. And so in another sense, we can see that this beam, I mean, you think what a beam is. A beam is a supporting structure. Here in this chapel, there are beams that support the structure of the church itself. And if we appropriate those things to ourselves, in other words, we consider ourselves as being indispensable, that's a problem, because St. Paul gives us, and thanks be to God, the readings, as always, they dovetail quite nicely. St. Paul talking to his disciple, St. Timothy, and the reminder, it's always in his conscience, his own sinfulness, and consequently his own gratitude, profound gratitude for what the grace of God has done in him. And that's good, because with that, there can be a good vision, because there but for the grace of God go I, whatever the fraternal correction. And there are, and we can never neglect them. We can't interpret this passage as, well, I'll give up. I can never correct anybody. St. John Chrysostom corrected big time those in his day. I mean, the Empress Eudoxia, he was exiled 2 times because she, in her vanity, was offended at what he had remarked about her, or maybe even not about her, but she took it as such. There was a statue outside, I think it was Hagia Sophia, the Church of Holy Wisdom, Constantinople. He was Bishop of Constantinople, and it was erected to her. And there was all kinds of games and amusements, and he preached on the vanities of this world. And she was offended, and to exile he went. He died in exile. And because he held all else to be rubbish in light of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ. And the Office of Readings is very, very beautiful. Marian consecration is meant to nullify this tendency. And let's say this appropriation of the beam to ourselves is a fallen tendency of all. You think of the seraphim, think of the six-winged seraphim and different virtues, Franciscan virtues. St. Francis remarks about 6. And there's 2, and it's almost like the seraphim hover. There's 2 that cover the eyes, there's 2 that cover the feet, there's 2 that from which they hover. Now, you think of birds that hover, a hummingbird hovers, and those wings are moving. They're moving. They're doing a lot of work. And these 2 foundational virtues that are meant to nullify, and which we must work at, are both humility and poverty, because pride will try to claim that we are our own origin, our own beginning, right? Pride militates against humility, humus, the ground, the very ground of our being is a gift. It's from God, hence our gratitude. And humility is meant to be always working in that regard to nullify pride. And the other aspect of fallen human nature is we try to make ourselves our own end, doing things for ourselves. Pope Benedict XVI had a great couple of prepositions that kind of describe this fallen tendency, that we have a tendency to put ourselves above and against our neighbor. You know, comparisons are odious. They're hateful in the sight of God. And so the internal stacking up of how I stack up against this guy, that guy, this one, is offensive to the Lord, and it should be something that we should be on the watch for. Predominant faults, one of the things that we can try to track, you know, how do I know? Do I have a beam? Predominant faults, early in the morning, what's the first thing I think of? I heard a preacher one time say this. He said, I may not be much, but I'm all I think about. So with this, we're trying to highlight, you know, exactly what the fault is and to be able to address it. Okay, so people do offend for sure. And the saints will talk about bending the needle way, 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 way over and giving the benefit of the doubt, because although the external action I can perceive is wrong, the motive I can't condemn because I can't see the motive. Or if I do think I perceive the motive, the matters of the heart are for the Lord to judge, right? This parallel in St. Matthew's gospel begins with basically, don't judge and you will not be judged. So the interior condemnation is what we're getting at. Not that, again, fraternal correction at times is very, very necessary. St. John Chrysostom, bishop, has the pastoral care of those in his charge, and that does not exclude the leaders of the people, and therefore taking them to task. If we don't do it, guess what? We inherit their sin because we have omitted. And it's different from kind of a providential occurrence of this is being made known, and therefore it must be addressed, versus I'm on the watch for it, and I'm looking to appointing myself as the, you know, the watchdog. It can be done. Of course, the bishop is the overseer, but at the same time, interiorly being careful about that. So the interior tongue is what we're looking at here. And okay, so we say Marian consecration addresses those two points, where instead of the above and against, and this is the Franciscan take on things, being under and being for, which basically means being communio, being the community of the Immaculate. If we were to meet the Blessed Virgin Mary, I think we can say without any hesitations that we would be just astonished at her humility and the humility of Jesus. It's like completely disarming. And so too it should be for us. So an examination of conscience this day. St. John Chrysostom, once again, died in exile. And this, you know, in one sense, we are in exile. So while we have time, let us do good and trying to examine that interior eye and how we perhaps have transgressed.
Fructum ventris tuum.